When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. Today, as we have said, is the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church. But I imagine that very first Pentecost, Christian Pentecost, that is, was not exactly a gala affair as it started out. As it began, you had disciples, I'm sure, who were grieving. I mean, yes, they were living on promises, things Jesus had said, but they were living by faith because those promises were not yet reality. Now, that's what faith is, you know. It's looking ahead to something you haven't yet fully known. I remember a brother in the faith. I'm not a biological brother, I haven't got one. But a brother in the faith who once gave the most, to me, the best description of the experience of what faith is when he said, going through a really rough time, he says, I know that I know that I know that I know. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's deep and abiding. I know that I know that I know that I know. Now, those disciples gathered in that upper room, they were grieving because, you know, the risen Christ, you know, he had broken barriers down and had been, you know, come to them in fullness. You know, this is post-Easter time. Resurrection. They've been through that previous darkness, but here Jesus has left them. He's no longer present. I'm sure they were filled with grief and wondering, what now? Now, grief, we know something about that. So we're not really all that sure sometimes how things are going to turn out, do we? By the way, I want to thank you for your support. This is really all I want to say about some things that were shared last week. And I want to thank those of you who have been through this before for words that aren't fully a part of my reality yet. Know that we'll get through this. Somehow, you'll get through. You'll get through. Like those disciples, they had those words, those promises of Jesus. You'll get through. You know, yeah, I'm not going to be physically present with you, but you're not going to be alone. Mm-mm. Promises. Living on promises. That's what faith is. That's what Pentecost is all about. Now, Pentecost, as it was originally experienced, was a huge surprise. It was. I don't think they were expecting that to happen. Do you think so? What happened? I mean, I think they were in that upper room praying away. You know, the words not necessarily all that important, but praying away. And God surprised them, as God always surprises us. Because that's what God does. You know, God, we don't got a handle on God. It's God who has a handle on what's happening in this world. But His are not hands that are, you know, kind of manipulating behind the scenes. God is who God is. I am who I am, He said long, long ago. And every experience of God's surprise, I mean, think of all the ones we've heard in the Bible. You know, it always comes as a shock. I mean, those Israelites stuck in slavery in Egypt, of all people, Moses? Surprise? And then finally, when Pharaoh relented and let them go, and they came to the end of their rope at the edge of the sea and couldn't see how on earth they were going to get past this. Surprise. God always shows up in the nick of time. It's God's way. You know, it's not necessarily a battle. And I'm tired of battles over worldviews, folks. You know, a conflict of cultures, even within our own culture. Christians argue with non-Christians and stuff like this. That's not what God came to move us in the direction of. All the stories that Jesus told were ones that should continue to surprise us, because they don't happen necessarily as we think they should happen. You know, what shepherd, for instance, like yesterday we read some stories in relation to this memorial service. I mean, what shepherd would leave 99 other sheep to go off in search of that one? And who, what woman tosses all the other things that have to be done around a house to go searching for that one lost coin? And what father whose son wants his inheritance and would keep always that eye on the horizon for that child to come home, you know, after such disappointment? Raised him to be better. God is surprising. Always is surprising. And that's what Pentecost is all about. Pentecost is, in many ways, the great leveler as well. Now, there's a movement that's been around for about 100 years called the Pentecostal movement, and it's done some changing for better or for worse. In its beginnings, it was a great leveling force because you had Christians of many different races together, unheard of 100 years ago. And furthermore, you had women in leadership positions, also unheard of. It was a great leveling force, as it always is. The first Pentecost was a huge leveling force, because you know who the leaders were? A bunch of Galilean fisher people. That's a shocker. I mean, we're not so shocked about that, because, you know, that's part of our story, but, you know, that's who God works with. God is not a respecter of high position or low. God kind of levels the playing field, and there's new heaven, there's new earth. And we live by the promises of God. That's what Pentecost is about. That's what Pentecost is about. And we have that strength to step out. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. Because when we're faced with you know, this wide open future that God has for us, and we can't imagine. I mean, do you think it odd that the disciple, now Apostle Peter, on that in his very first sermon, would turn to the prophet Joel? And have you read that from the prophet Joel? Yeah, you would have, Joel. Yeah, of course. But I mean, those are pretty dark words, aren't they? Kind of blood and, you know, just... Well, he read that on this bright day. You know, sometimes we can't imagine. Those are apocalyptic words, by the way. And we can't imagine how things are going to happen. You know, I like that song. I mean, it was different, that song during the offertory. Did it feel weird to hear, "I've got that joy, 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 joy," in a minor key? But that's how we often experience the joy that goes deeper than just mere happiness. And we know that we know that we know, that we know. And it is going to be okay. It is going to be okay. Because God has a promise. A new heaven and a new earth. Amen?